Are you feeling the dreariness of January? This might be a season of cold, dark, dreary days, but spring is coming. Every day right now, I'm looking for the first glimpse of yellow from the daffodils in my front yard. They're our yearly reminder that God is always ready to do something new in our homeschools. So let's talk a little bit about daffodils and hope. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. Have you ever sent a text to somebody and immediately after hitting send, you look back and realize it wasn't exactly what you meant to say? Maybe you had a typo somewhere in it, or maybe a word auto-corrected to something that you did not intend, or perhaps you just look back at your words and realize that the message you conveyed wasn't exactly what you intended. Before we begin today's episode, I want to admit that I've kind of had that sort of response to last week's episode on redefining homeschool success. After publishing it, I went back and listened to it again, and I just had this unsettled feeling because I think there might be some of you who listened to that episode and had an unsettled feeling yourself and left that time feeling like your homeschool has not been a success because your children are grown and they're not living the way you desire to see them living. I'm working on an addendum to that episode, but I'm not quite ready to share it quite yet. But I just want to let you know, if you listened to that one and you were feeling unsettled at the end, there's more to that message coming. So please come back and I invite you to come here a little bit more for that message that I think I didn't completely communicate what I intended to. Today, however, I want to address our current season of winter. Here we are nearing the end of January. We're past the fun of the holiday seasons, but we're a long way from spring. We're a long way from summer. And right now, the days are short. The nights are long. It's cold, rainy, dark, dreary. And let's face it, as homeschool moms, we're probably kind of tired right now. Well, I have found one of my favorite parts of the winter comes here at this time at the end of January, and it's anticipating the blooming of the daffodils. I love daffodils because they're the first glimpse that spring is coming. Now, I live in Alabama, so the daffodils are just starting to emerge through the ground right now. You might have a while longer to wait for them if you live in different areas with a different climate. But if you've seen my book, The Restful Homeschool Resolution, you've probably noticed that the cover art is a jar full of fresh daffodils. Well, today, I want to tell you a little bit more about why daffodils are my favorite. And I want to do that by reading to you the preface from the book. If you're interested in getting a little bit more glimpse into it, the book is The Restful Homeschool Resolution, 21 Days to Transform Your Homeschool, and it is available on Amazon. All right, so here's the preface. I ran into the house, arms filled with daffodils. I searched for my mom with the vibrant yellow flowers freshly picked from down the hill in the woods behind our home. My gift was not an attempt to gain approval. I simply wanted to enjoy her presence and her smile as she placed them in a vase to display in our kitchen. Years later, I gained understanding of her enjoyment in the moment when my daughter formed a habit of bringing me the most beautiful bouquets of weed flowers. Mothers don't care if the gift is perfect. We simply enjoy our child's enjoyment of seeking our presence. Throughout the years, daffodils have become a continual source of joy and rest for me. Their unfolding marks rest in the midst of struggle, faithfulness in annual expectation, and a new thing in the changing season. Their burst of yellow in the dreariness of winter is a sign of faith in the midst of despair, joy in the midst of suffering, hope in the midst of trouble. As they faithfully bloom every year in late January, they promise a new season is coming. Year after year, they give confident expectation that God is always doing a new thing. Collecting daffodils for my kitchen is an annual habit, reminding me of the rest and joy God offers to my soul. In my adult years, a new habit has graced the beginning of my year, 21 days of prayer. It's another burst of light in the dreary midst of winter. Building this habit required perseverance. I have felt the sting of inconsistency and failure many times, but I've continued in a relentless pursuit of Jesus. My first year of 21 days of prayer, God gave me the calling to start homeschooling. 7 years into the seasonal habit, in January of 2016, this book was born. For the previous year, I had been in a season of forced rest from my homeschool leadership endeavors. With my chronic illness and my mom's battle with cancer, my family needed all of my limited energy. Homeschooling felt nearly impossible in that season. Sibling squabbles, a struggling learner, and constant chaos abounded in our home. I worked hard to fix the problems. I researched new curriculums, created new chore plans, and formed new parenting tactics. A sense of unrest, however, remained in my heart as I exhausted my efforts to transform my homeschool. In January of 2016, I had also been practicing the skill of writing to obey God's call to enter this new sphere of ministry and tell my story. I had bought a domain for a website to begin blogging, but it remained empty. The day before 21 days of prayer began, I heard the Holy Spirit's whisper to just begin. Every morning, I woke early and spent time in the Bible, worship, and prayer. Then I started writing. I never had a plan, just a single word or a verse from the Holy Spirit. I wrote, quickly edited, published it on my blog, then shared it on social media before I could change my insecure mind. I had no plan, but like the daffodils, bulbs were buried in the soil of my soul. In my dark places of fear, anger, and despair, God had planted bulbs of hope in His Word. I knew His Word must be true, even though my circumstances claimed otherwise. As I reflect on that season 3 years later, I clearly see the new work God was doing. I now live in His joy and rest that bloomed in the midst of my struggle. It's certainly not a perfect rest. I will enjoy that rest one day in heaven. Every January, I still participate in 21 days of prayer. God continues to use the words in this book to draw me closer to Himself and to help me see Him transform my heart and my family. The words I wrote were His word of hope for my weary soul, and I'm delighted to now share them with you. 1 year after unknowingly writing this book, in 2017, I handed my mom her last daffodil. A few days later, she entered her eternal rest with Jesus. God used that burst of color to shine His light on my heart in the dreariest of seasons. That single daffodil reminded me He always offers His rest in the midst of any difficult life circumstance. In my early days of grief, we transplanted daffodil bulbs from my mom's childhood home to the woods of my new home. We dug them up on my 39th birthday, then they sat in the garage for days. Finally, I resolved it was time to plant them. My daughter was preparing for an academic competition, so we edited and recited as we dug. I smashed my finger, pretty sure it was actually broken, but I pressed on. Juggling responsibilities, caring for my child, and pressing through pain, I fulfilled my resolution. I planted those bulbs. Now, I eagerly anticipate the first glimpse of yellow in those daffodils every winter. Resolution. That's what this is. A resolution to seek Jesus first for a restful homeschool. The next 21 days in this book might be harder than you expect. You might feel a sense of failure at some point along the way. Get back up and keep going. The pursuit will be worth it. You will eventually see the bloom and experience God's rest. God is not looking for your perfection. He wants you to enjoy being in His presence. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. His presence will go with you into normal daily life, and He will give you rest. Spring is coming. God is doing something new. Do you see it? He is ready to do a new work in your heart and your home. Draw near to Jesus, and He will draw near to you. Seek Him first, and all these other things will be added to you. You will receive His rest in the midst of your difficult circumstance. Look for the glimpse of yellow, that faint burst of His light. Seek Jesus first. Watch for Him to transform your heart and your homeschool. So I want to leave you with one step, like we always do. Your one step is all we need to focus on taking each day. Today, I want you to think about looking for that coming burst of yellow, that coming glimmer of hope. What is the thing that you think God might be ready to do for you and your family? I hope you'll join me next time as we continue looking at ways that we as homeschool moms can cultivate restful hearts so we can take care of our families in the midst of our homeschool days. Until then, I pray that you will be able to have hope, knowing that God is ready to do something new in your heart and your homeschool, even now in the midst of winter.